So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Episode 91 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
I saw something on Twitter that cracked me up. And it said every frat house in the LA area is going to be rocking 77.
Oh, Luca? Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
All the white boys are going to be repping 77.
Yep.
That is wild. Was that not? I feel like I never get into basketball until like a big trade happens or like something big Laker news. Now I'm like actually somewhat hyped for basketball.
Yeah.
I never get any sort of enthusiasm. Recently there's been no enthusiasm, but now we got something to look forward to.
Yep. I probably won't watch the same amount.
I want to at least watch his first game back. So apparently he has a calf strain, but I think he should come back in the next few days.
Yep. Big trade. Rob, what are your thoughts?
You don't let that microphone breathe. You're really holding on to that. It's got it. You got that microphone in a chokehold.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it 100%. I don't.
This is like Ohtani level movement, though, of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's very, very rare that you get a top, what, five player?
Luka?
Top five?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really, who are you taking over Luka? I mean,
Jokic?
Maybe like Anthony Edwards? Maybe.
No, I mean, no one would dispute he's not top five, for sure.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, the top five NBA players right now, and I think Anthony Edwards, I think Jokic, obviously, and then maybe, like, Ja Morant, maybe, like, After that, it's like, yeah, he's right there. He's like a four or five best player in the league, easily. Went to the finals last year.
Giannis. Luka. Jokic. This one surprised me. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean,
on OKC?
I mean, that team has been doing really good, so yeah, that makes sense.
Jason Tatum.
Tatum, yeah.
Steph
is, yeah, probably.
LeBron. Joel,
yeah.
KD.
But yeah, I mean, Doncic, right there. He's right in the mix of them.
Yeah. Huge.
Do they know who's going to Vegas yet? Like, what NBA team's going to move?
I haven't even heard that.
Me either.
No. I don't know, seeing something that...
I could see that. I could see, like, the Kings going. Like, a franchise with, like, not the strongest market, you know?
I saw something saying... I think it's a conspiracy that the Mavs did that trade so they can be the ones to go to Vegas.
I don't think they want to go to Vegas.
I don't know. This is just something I saw.
They have a pretty hardcore fan base there. I mean, Dallas? I mean, that's a great sports town.
It is. Yeah. Now, why would you...
I don't know.
What's,
like,
move.
The pro to, like...
To what?
Like, to go. Like, what's so...
To move is because you think your market would be, like, more appreciated somewhere else. Like, Oakland wasn't getting any love, the A's. Like, no one was showing up. They weren't making any fucking money. So they're like, all right, let's do, like, a rebrand. Reposition ourselves to Vegas, which is an emerging sports town with gambling tied in. The Raiders just moved there. So that's the appeal, is, like, fuck Oakland. We're not getting shit done here.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a... Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about Oakland in general, but...
Dumpster.
I feel like that's been their team since I was born.
Yeah, I mean, post-Moneyball. Crickets,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you know what's bad when it's like got a football field on the baseball field. It's just not a good look.
Yeah, and the Warriors moved out. They went to the city, so like...
Yeah.
And the Raiders are gone. So yeah, there's no one in that stadium.
Well, you gotta leave Oakland.
I think everybody's trying to leave
Oakland.
You're
just getting jacked while you're going to watch the game.
Yeah. Car's getting broken into.
I mean, yeah, Vegas has... They got a decent, if not good, hockey team.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they win their first year?
Their first year, they went to the finals. They lost their first year.
Oh, that's right.
They got second. But it was like the way that it happened is they basically got all the free agents like right off the rip. So they just had like a stacked team.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, it makes sense though. You can't just like have them be just a terrible off the rip.
They changed the rules, I think, after that year, saying like, yeah, that can't ever happen again.
Well, I mean, it's always difficult when you're creating a new expansion franchise. Like, how are you going to have them compete and like have it fair? I mean, it would make sense, though, that they would have the same salary. I don't know if the NHL does a salary cap, but it makes sense that they would be able to have the most competitive offers for free agents. So that makes sense. But
well, I think that, it's kind of an interesting circumstance when a new team comes out of nowhere. Like, shit's got to change for a little bit to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the average attendance for 2025 NBA. It looks like the Mavs lead in average seating attendance per game.
Wow.
At 20,000 per game.
Wow.
This home. Can we guess the... Give me like what you think would fall into the bottom five.
Bottom five for attendance?
Yeah, just give me a few.
The Clippers?
Okay.
The Clippers, that's actually not a terrible guess, but they did just get a new arena, so it's like...
But yeah, this is
it's pretty sweet.
I was about to say, it probably has like really good capacity too. It's not going to be a small stadium.
If anything, it would swing up this year, like trend up.
Yeah.
Because people would want to see the new stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
But can they sustain it for long term? I don't know. I can't believe the Mavs are number one.
Let's go Clippers.
And they let go of their star player.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
Pelicans.
I feel like that's actually not a bad one. A bad guess, the Pelicans.
Got to think of the market and a team that has like no stars that no one's willing to go see, you know?
Does Charlotte have anyone good?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's another good one too. The Charlotte not the Bobcats. So
Hornets?
The Hornets.
Dude, they've changed their name so many times. It's ridiculous. I want to say the Sixers, but...
Philly? No, they show out, dude. They show out.
They're second.
Damn. Yeah.
They've had a good few years.
Yeah.
Am I getting any of the bottom tier ones?
You are.
I was about to say, you have
Kings.
Great guesses.
Kings are just out of it.
Oh.
But yeah, Clippers, you said Pelicans?
Yeah.
We're missing the Grizzlies.
Memphis,
yeah, the Wizards,
Memphis,
the Hawks.
The Wizards. Oh, that's such a
Wizards.
Good guess.
How can you...
The Hawks?
Yeah.
The Cogs.
I mean, I guess when you're talking star power, they would be at the bottom, but man, you'd think Atlanta would be like a great
sports town.
Yeah, a good sports town.
You got the Braves, you got the... Yeah.
Because
Falcons.
The thing is that all of those like Midwest teams, like Milwaukee and like Indiana, like they... love basketball.
That's all they got.
That's like, yeah, they love basketball. So it's like...
Are they the Pacers? Are they still a team?
Pacers. Mm-hmm.
What about like the Raptors? How's their fan base?
It's crazy because that's Canada.
I was
Canada,
about to say,
huh?
Yeah, they do like...
Raptors are a 10th.
10th, okay.
Pretty good. But Toronto is a decent sports town, I believe.
Yeah. No, I would say so.
Obviously, hockey, baseball.
Dude, hockey's... Probably there's their go-to. They're breeding hockey players out there.
Tell me more about it.
About it?
Yeah. Kings are 24th.
I think it's crazy how, like, we incorporate an out-of-country...
It is crazy.
...league, like, team to be in our league. Why? What about Mexico?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't play those
sports. I think it's a historic thing, though, right? It was like... That's why we had the NL and the AL is because, like, the National League technically had, like, the Montreal Expo, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, grandfathered in. But, yeah, why not, like, the TJ? I don't know. I don't see why not. It's just a history thing, I think, of, like, the Expos and the Blue Jays are just like old teams, I think.
I mean, you certainly see an initiative from the NFL side of things where they're playing games in Mexico, like on a yearly basis
they'll play
now.
Anywhere.
England. And they're playing in it. Yeah, they're playing in the UK.
Football is a growing sport internationally.
And they're playing in Germany. Like, I think it would be so cool to have like a worldwide presence in NFL.
It would be cool if there was like a World Cup for football or something.
That'd
like
be crazy.
That, you know? Something
oh
like that would be
so
cool.
Well, they
cool.
have like the China leagues, and they have like other countries have their leagues, but it's like...
But everyone knows that, I mean, there's a bunch of basketball leagues too, but if you ain't in the NBA...
That's
like,
true, yeah.
If you're on the Shenzhen Tigers, you're a has-been, probably.
Yeah, you're Dwight Howard or
because
Ron
you know
Artest.
That any of those guys would kill to be in the league.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't think they'd take even, like, you know, a 10-day contract to come
minimum,
play in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. They'd get their ass out of there ASAP. But, yeah, I mean, obviously China loves basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Super popular. Japan loves baseball.
It is. Oh, man, I do find it interesting, though, because all of the talk is that NBA ratings are, like, the lowest they've ever been in quite some time, and especially in comparison to all of the other sports. They're all doing really well, but basketball, not so much.
Football just seems untouchable in the United States. Baseball trended down, but it's almost like pitch clock probably helped, bringing it back up a little bit.
I think so.
Speeding up games.
I mean, they're definitely listening to the fans. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard a variety of different arguments. The one that I find interesting is that people are saying that the players have too much power in the NBA. I mean, you see it like this, where like this trade like shocked the entire NBA community.
Kind of unexpected.
It was very unexpected, but I think that they've made it near impossible to facilitate trades. Like everything has to balance out because of a salary cap, and just the way that the contracts are structured, where like to get the supermax, you have to be with the same team. So it's like the players are incentivized to stay there. You know, if they want to get paid the most money. So, I don't know. I mean, there's just... It's like... It feels like also with NBA players, they can just sit out whenever they want. Like, oh, I got a calf strain, or, my oblique is tight, or I have plantar fasciitis, or just, like, all sorts of just, like, nagging injuries along the course of a season where it's like, they kind of have the ability to just take days off.
Yeah, it's not like it was in the 90s where it was like... I just watched a video, actually, to expand on what you're saying about how players now care less about winning championships. Like, it's about the bag. You know what I mean?
I mean,
there's a trend towards, like, players not willing to take a cut to move somewhere else to win. KD would be, like, the exception.
Yeah.
But he's even, like, last-gen player, if that makes sense.
I think
KD's
so.
KD's a previous-gen, if you will. But, like, a lot of the younger guys are like, yeah, I'm just trying to get fucking paid. Like... Can you blame them? Really?
Makes sense to me. I mean, well, especially because, like, look, the star players, they're all going to get paid. They're all going to have, like, the best shoe deals, like, the best NBA contracts. But, like, all of those mid-level players, bro, like, I'm going wherever I'm getting paid the most money every time.
You're going for the biggity bag.
The biggity bag.
Tell me what you want. I'm bag chaser.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm out my paper.
You know, who gives a fuck if you play in L.A. or, you know, like New York for like a high market team if they're going to pay you like $3 or $4 million less? No fucking way. Not a chance.
It depends. That's a big gap. But it depends, like, if your team is truly in contention, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Then maybe you want to stay. It depends on if you're a vet. You know, there's a lot of circumstances there. But like you said, like, I mean, we've even had the conversation one time of like, would you go play for the Orioles? Would
right.
you want to live in Baltimore?
Right.
Okay, you have to play for a team that's not in California, anywhere in California, not in Florida, not in New York City, not in Chicago. Where are you playing?
I'm probably playing in Texas.
Okay.
No state income tax, great fans.
Yeah, good sports fans.
Which state?
So in basketball, you play for the Rockets, Mavs?
I'm probably playing for San Antonio, dude. Give me a legendary coach.
Okay, yeah. Give me a
legendary coach who's going to like...
The fans care.
And
San Antonio, that's what they got.
I think out of all three of those Texas teams, I think that's the team.
They're the most boring. They're the most like fundamentals well, team. Like, whatever. At least historically.
You're not going to get like the national broadcast games for sure, but it's like you're going to get paid and you're going to compete. And
yeah, fans will love you though, for sure.
And you'll probably become a better player under somebody like Greg Popovich.
You're going to get better defensively and team basketball. Yeah, you're going to get better.
Absolutely.
But yeah, even like Houston's so much bigger of a town that like you won't get as much love probably unless you're like back in the day, like James Harden or something like that, you know, with a super recognizable face. But like you said, if you're just like a mid-level player,
you mean a super recognizable beard?
Yeah, I do. Rob, not Chicago, not New York, not Florida, not California. We're talking the big three here of any sport. Where would you want to live?
Let's go Philly.
Wow.
I don't know.
You must really like cheesesteaks or something, because I can't think of any other reason to spend time in that city.
You playing for the Phillies or the Eagles?
Sure, I'll play the Eagles.
Go Birds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Sixers.
Go Birds.
Sixers. Probably another great sports town, though, for real. Their fans are fucking rowdy.
They're lunatics,
crazy.
Man. They're absolute lunatics.
Yeah, they're football fans. They're just fucking nuts. So they'll love you until you leave.
You know what's You know what's a good? You want it to
burn in your jersey and shit.
You know what's a good NFL option? The Pittsburgh Steelers. But then you got to play in that cold ass weather a lot.
Again, you're gonna get love from the fans.
Yeah.
Because they're a relatively small town in the big world of football or whatever. Or yeah. Green Bay. Like, you're going to get fucking love.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get love.
Cheesehead.
That is such a silly thing, but cheesehead.
But is there anything colder than that?
No. The answer
like
is no.
Like, minus 30 degrees playing football? You fucking
Alaska?
Nuts. Even then, that's like, I don't know. It's so fucking cold. There's no football in Alaska.
I'm surprised, like, yeah, Alaska and Hawaii don't have sports teams.
Hawaii has college football, but yeah, that's, I don't think the market, again, it's a money thing and the market's not there. They're not going to get asses in seats, therefore they're not going
to
sell tickets, merchandise, and beer and food.
Fly far as fuck to an island populated by a few hundred, maybe.
Hawaii?
Maybe a million.
Are you talking about Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last is just cold as fuck, now out of the way.
Yeah, no shot.
Dude, I've heard it's beautiful, but like, if you're a really outdoorsy kind of person, like, it's obviously great. But even, like, in spring and stuff like that, like, the amount of mosquitoes and no one thinks about that part.
What's that?
Like, it looks beautiful and the snow's melting and the river. What you don't see is the wall of bugs and shit. Disgusting.
I was going to add that my dad took a fishing trip in Alaska. Like, one of those, like, paid excursions where you're on a boat for, like, 3 days and they just, like, caught a bunch of fish and then they like cut it up and freeze it for you, and he loved it. He thought it was great.
No, if you're outdoorsy, that's like the cream of the crop.
Yeah,
if you're the American frontier outdoor kind of guy, great. Seems inhospitable to me. Drugs,
a lot.
Crime,
a lot.
Violence via nature, I'm out.
Just reminds me of some reality survival show that was based in Alaska, and just like looks so not fun. Like, oh, like you're gonna get a team and you're gonna start a fire and it's 15 degrees outside and then it's overnight. You just like, this one team had no fire.
You're gonna die.
This one team, they couldn't start a fire and it's so fucking cold and windy.
That sounds fucking awful. Miserable.
It was so funny, though.
Ugh. Did you guys ever watch that show Naked and Afraid?
No.
Where they're actually out there naked, fucking trying to survive?
You see Bianca at the Grammys?
Yeah. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the Grammys.
Yeah.
I did. I remember when Janet Jackson had a nip slip on the...
at the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. I remember watching that live. Scandalous.
Did you know, Rob, that we're supposed to do our 5K run on Super Bowl day? I mean, I guess we could do it
before.
We could
do it Saturday.
You do Saturday or Monday, whatever it is.
You have been preparing?
Yep.
Preparing lots, preparing little?
Lots.
Nicknames Forrest Gump.
I was running.
Your watch gives you your 5K estimate, right?
I haven't looked at it. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just my version or something. No, yours
mine doesn't say it on the homepage.
It would be under your
Minutes.
Gosh darn it. What, mile estimate?
It's like when someone's like, oh, I shot 80 on the front.
Hold on.
It's the same kind of joke. Honestly, my knee's been giving me trouble. We'll see how that's going to go. My patellar tendons are cooked from running. So I'm tapering off this week because my fucking knees.
Oh, for real?
My left knee's bad right now. So oh, no. I'm like not running the rest of the week and then just running on, just taking it easy.
Throw some icy hot. You might have broke your knee.
It's a tendon.
Yeah, I mean, I think the move is obviously take a rest day Friday and then just...
It's the...
I mean, maybe you need a rest day Thursday, too.
Yep. No, I'm not running the rest of the week.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Just going to be super fresh and hydrated on Sunday, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, it would make sense to do it before.
I'm definitely going to do it Saturday.
Or Saturday.
Definitely going to do it Saturday.
So you can drink beer and eat wings and pizza on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I need to put the Wingstop order in, order pizza, all that good stuff.
Running after that's a fucking... You're going to feel like dog doo-doo.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I don't think I'll do any...
I wouldn't run.
I don't think I'm going to do
it in the morning, but...
Yeah. Nah. Sunday is going to be order a bunch of food and chill and watch football at the crib.
Who you guys got?
Give me the Chiefs.
The Mahomes Bowl. Rob, who
you got?
Looking for the spread. Hold on.
I think the last time I checked the spread, it was... I want to say it was... 2-point favorite Chiefs.
Oh, that's not much.
It's like, I want to say the
it's
Chiefs
like
are going to win.
3-point favorite, something like that.
We all want the Eagles to win, I think.
But
we all want the Eagles to win.
Everyone, the world beyond Kansas City wants the Eagles to win.
Deep down, it's going to be like that upset where it's like, damn, they almost had that three-peat kind of thing. But I don't know.
Deep down, I think the Chiefs are like the kings of pulling out a W at the last minute.
Yeah.
They've won a million games by like 3 points this season.
Yeah.
They somehow pull it off. But Chiefs by 2 points.
I just think that the only way that the Eagles can win
1.5.
is if Saquon Barkley just like has the game of his life.
But he can. But again, the Chiefs have a better defense this year.
They have a really good defense this year.
But Saquon is hot.
He's just like, they just need to control the ball. Like, they can't just like let Patrick Mahomes just like dice him up. And I would just kill me to see that.
Because before you know it, he could have you fucking dancing out there looking like a dummy on skates.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. Stay true to my Philly people.
Okay.
Stay true to your Philly.
Philly. Damn.
James?
I want the Eagles to win. But yeah, I wouldn't be... Chiefs will probably win.
Picking Chiefs?
I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs win.
Like, if I had to actually put money on it, I would put it on the Chiefs to win.
Facts.
By about... Yeah, 3-4 points.
Think
keeping it
right.
A buck, honestly.
Yeah.
Do I want the Eagles to win by a touchdown? Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
I don't know. It drives me nuts, too, because I can honestly see the Eagles just flopping, too.
I
could see them flopping.
I don't want to see it, be like a 30-point game difference. I don't want that.
I don't know. I see a scenario where Patrick Mahomes gets 2 quick touchdowns and then, you know, Philly will be having a nice drive and then they'll have a 4th-and-2 and they'll go for it and then they won't get it or they get like a bad call and then it's like something like that. That's just how I see that just playing out. I could see that happening.
I bet it's going to be controversial. I bet there's going to be controversial calls. Because, you know, people say how favored the Chiefs are when it comes to refs. And
I mean, that's exactly how the Patriots were with all that, with their bullshit that they had going on. So
besides Deflategate?
Yeah. I mean, it's like Kansas City, the new Patriots team.
Yeah,
where they're just gonna go 14-0 and still lose in the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they've only lost two games all year.
The Taylor Swift Bowl. Who's performing? Is it Kendrick?
Yeah. Kendrick.
Interesting. He's going to pull out Drake. I'm telling you, that'd be the sickest fucking thing.
No, wait.
They dap up, and then
stop.
First, one raps their diss song, and then Drake comes out and raps his diss song. And then they, start battle rapping, freestyling.
Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now.
Yeah. Where is it? Where are they playing?
New Orleans.
Okay.
I was watching a video seeing how Kendrick is still jabbing at Drake. I guess he wore all denim to the Grammys, and it's the Canadian tuxedo. And it just... Yeah.
What? Is that a thing?
Yeah. If you wear denim on denim, that's what they call a Canadian tuxedo.
Canadian tuxedo.
I mean, it's calling a white tank top a wife beater. It's like...
Oh, I thought that's what it was actually called. I didn't realize that's a... That's just...
It's just someone who wears that beats their wife.
No way.
You think it's actually called a wife beater?
I dead serious, thought that was a legitimate nickname that
Hanes is selling wife beaters by the four-pack. Fruit of the Loom wife beaters. Go to the store, stain on it already.
You go to the store, hey, well, we are wife beaters. That's funny.
I had no idea, dude. You learn something new every day, let me tell you.
It is a crazy term that if you say wife beater, everyone knows who you're talking about.
Everyone knows, bro. Everyone knows.
There's tank tops and there's wife beaters. There's two different things. They're different things.
Well, because, yeah, nobody says, oh, I got a tank top under the shirt. No, everyone says, no, I got to have my wife beater under my tees. That's what they call it.
Top implies, a design or, style. A wife beater is like underwear, but a shirt.
Yeah, wife beater is more tight fitting.
Yeah.
And a tank top is more loose.
Rob, you ever been a wife beater guy?
No.
I've never worn one.
It's very constricting.
The thought of wearing one of those sounds awful.
As a kid, yeah, I used to wear them, but really? I didn't know any better.
Never worn one.
Didn't know any better wearing a wife beater.
I mean, your parents buy you clothes, you're going to wear them.
Your mom bought you wife beaters?
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'm sure my kids have them. I'm out there right now, too. I didn't buy them wife beaters.
You buy them black Air Forces, too? No. Get a change. Break the mold, man. And jean shorts.
Get them down to here.
Jorts.
Go Cowboys. Gonna be Cowboy fans or Raiders.
Raiders.
Fuck.
This is the boys' year.
This is our year, fool.
Talk about teams with poor fan bases.
They're
the most popular team, in the world.
I was about to say that they got a great fan base. They just, they're, maybe the most passionate fan base.
I can most, there's, three or four teams that are a little over the top.
Raiders.
Cowboys.
Raiders definitely have a very passionate fan base.
Dodgers.
I think if we're just going strictly Lakers. NFL... No, the Lakers have a terrible fan base. They're so wishy-washy. Are you kidding me? It's,
Niners, too.
I think if I'm going top three passionate fan bases...
We're talking about passionate in a good way,
Yeah, well, just, fans that dress up, they just, should go to the all NFL, they go into the games all the time. Doesn't matter if the team's shit or if they're good,
So, Raiders.
Raiders?
Raiders.
Green Bay...
The boys.
Weed 'em. The boys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
And then if you're going four, honestly.
Maybe Eagles.
Four.
Eagles fans on the East Coast especially get a lot more hate.
Yeah, they do. Because
their fans show up and they're fucking nuts.
Can we rank the most violent fan base?
Just be Raiders, Raiders, and Raiders.
And Dodgers.
What? That was one time. Come on.
Every Dodgers game I think I've gone to, there's a fight.
No, dude. I'll never forget. I went to a preseason Raiders Chargers game.
Ooh.
And I was a kid, and legitimately, I saw three fights with my own eyes. I was I was shocked. As a kid, you're just why are they, I don't get it. Why are they fighting? And then my dad had to explain to me, well, son, they're drinking a lot of beer.
Alcohol, yeah.
Yeah.
And then someone bumps into someone's girl.
I love seeing...
takes 2 seconds before it pops off.
I love seeing, like, videos after, like, the Supercross races. There's always a fight in the nosebleeds.
Why?
Just, like you said, alcohol and someone bumping into someone else. And next thing you know, everyone's just throwing hands.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a less productive thing to do.
Means you probably had too much to drink. Seriously. And you're also, you have poor, what do you call it? Like
everything?
Reconciling skills of like de-escalation, I guess I would say. You're cranking it up even more if you're getting into that scenario.
Hey man, what the fuck?
And then you turn it up. What did you do?
No, your team sucks. No, you. That's pretty much what it is.
No, you're gay. Also, you in the showers.
That's how you end it, and you walk away, and then everyone's like, "What the fuck just happened?"
So would you rather give up your favorite food? What's your favorite food? Pizza?
Pizza.
Rob, what's your favorite food?
Hamburgers.
Okay, rather give up your favorite food or wake up with a 2% chance of being covered head to toe in peanut butter.
I mean, that kind of sounds like a good time.
Getting that off?
Yeah, what the fuck's getting that off?
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, you're probably clogging the shower if you'd like try to shower that off.
It's chunky, too.
Oof.
So
yeah, a 2% chance?
So one in 50 days. One out of every 50 days.
So 6 times a year, or maybe 7 times more, a year, yeah. I'm showering
peanut
butter.
I'm talking every crevice of your body. You're waking up, bam, you're in your bed, peanut butter.
You know what's going to happen. You know that it's going to happen at the most inopportune time,
no,
too.
No, you better have
to. You wake up running late.
Like, it's going to be like when I got a 7 a.m. tea time, I'm going to wake up, all of a sudden I'm just drenched in peanut butter, and I'm going to be pissed.
Peanut butter smells, too. Like,
it's got a scent to it, no doubt.
I don't hate the smell, but it's an odor.
I mean, I love peanut butter.
Or you give up pizza.
For how long?
Damn, I mean, if we're being honest, I mean, how many burgers you have? I mean, burgers I actually probably eat more than pizza, but
if it was up to me, I could probably go probably 2 burgers a day.
I love burgers.
That's like I fucking love burgers.
Redneck thing I've ever heard you say. Like,
well,
I have 2 sandwiches.
Burgers. I love sandwiches, and a burger is a sandwich essentially.
Yeah, sure. So is.
Sandwiches are like one of my favorite foods. Just bread, cheese, meat, condiments. I love that. Anything like that. A hamburger is a sandwich. Hot dog is a sandwich.
Technically.
I feel like to answer the question.
So you can continue to eat pizza. It's just that one.
What if I'm allergic to peanut butter?
It'll have to be something.
I'm probably.
Like sun butter? Sun nut butter?
Almond butter.
I'm probably giving up pizza.
Damn.
I'm probably giving up pizza.
No calzones.
What? No, fuck that.
It's under the pizza category.
That's basically pizza.
It's a pizza folded.
No, it's a fucking sandwich, James.
It's a pizza folded in half and baked again.
To turnover or whatever.
It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
Then what's pizza?
Pizza?
What would you call that?
Pizza is an open-faced sandwich. And I'm going to keep my pizza, too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the peanut butter.
You're taking PB?
Low key, I'm taking the peanut butter.
I love sandwiches.
And I'm going to get myself a work from home job. I never leave the house.
There's got to be like a quick way to get it all off.
You need one of those like dog showers.
You better have
it. Trying to think how hot are the water you got to, how hot does it have to be?
A hot tub, you think? Like
you are clogging the shit out of that.
I was about
tub.
To say, they. You know what? There is like a community shower here that would be like perfect to do something like that.
You're
at.
Walking
but,
over there, but I was about a head to toe.
Hey guys,
that's what, dude. I don't know. I mean, hey, I put it out there. I'm giving up pizza. What are you guys doing?
I'm taking peanut butter.
Peanut butter. I mean, I think with the key distinction though is that I think that you probably have at least one burger a week. Like at least one burger a week. You think it's more? It's more. So,
Like I said, I can go two a day.
I was about to say, are we talking three burgers a week?
Shit. I haven't done it in a while, but I could.
I mean, for you, I think it makes sense because I think Sunday. You get more value from having the burger and to like, you know, the inconvenience of whatever. I think you'd be fine.
I feel like a burger is less heavy than like a pizza.
Well, no, you could eat one slice of pizza. You could eat one or two slices of pizza.
But I mean, I get over pizza pretty quick. That's just me, though. But I love
I mean, half a pizza goes down. Not even thinking about it.
Dude, I was about to say, dude, I fucking...
A medium Domino's?
Hey, you look down, hey, through. Where'd my pie go?
Where'd it go? Dude, I could go for one right now. Ham and pineapple or pepperoni pineapple with a side of garlic butter.
Ooh.
Cooked through it. Dude. See ya.
Dude, yeah, no, I think I gotta get Sergeant Pepperoni, too.
You're going peanut butter.
Yeah, no, I mean,
retracting.
We're going peanut butter.
No, I mean, I really do. For me, because I don't have pizza that often, is the thing.
Yeah.
So it's like if
you would if you could, if it was healthier.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't binge eat it.
But it's funny though because I bet you I eat twice as many burgers as I do pizzas a year.
But
you do
like cauliflower crust, just a healthier option.
That sounds awful.
It's actually not that bad.
Why don't you just have a tofu burger instead?
That's terrible. That is terrible.
Can you have?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No black bean burgers. No tofu burgers. No cauliflower.
I wouldn't eat those anyways.
No turd burger. I was
about to say, it was terrible.
No, the cauliflower.
Yeah. No. Give me the turd burger instead.
I got a hot one for you.
Tastes like peanut butter.
I gotta go peanut butter. I'll go with the boys. Peanut butter.
You're gonna peanut butter?
What happens when your dog wakes up before you?
The dog will wake you up for sure.
All right.
Dogs love peanut butter.
You guys ready for
cheese?
You guys ready for your trivia today?
Yeah.
We are doing Grammys trivia.
Did you watch the Grammys?
Sure. Is did not.
Okay.
No, I didn't got time for that. But there's a few categories we're going to be guessing on today. I'm just going to go over the categories real briefly, but then once I give you the category, I'm going to give you the nominees, and then you'll try to guess the winners.
Just okay. For this year?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the categories that we're going to be going over is the album of the year, the song of the year,
mm-hmm.
the best new artist, the record of the year, and the best rap album. So, there is five categories that we're going to be going over today. We are going to start with our first category, and that is going to be Song of the Year. Nominees include Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone, Fortnite, Shaboozy, A Bar Song, Tipsy, Chappelle Rowan, Good Luck Babe, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, Sabrina Carpenter, Please, 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 Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, and Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Is this Song of the Year?
Song of the Year is the category.
It's Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar.
No way. No way the Grammys picked Not Like Us.
He got five. All the same song.
I don't think this would be the one. Did he really?
Yes.
Wow.
Lock it in.
Okay, go ahead.
Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us is the correct answer. Wow. All right, moving on to Best New Artist. We have nominees Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, pretty
much. Benson Boone.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't even know how the fuck to pronounce it. Anyways, we're moving on.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Ray. Shaboozy. Chappelle Rowan. And Teddy Swims.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I'll let James take this one. I'm not.
The correct answer is Chappelle Rowan. You were really
Chappelle Rowan.
Well, whatever. Fuck me then. How about that? All right. Moving on to Record of the Year. We have nominees, which include Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, Chappelle Rowan, Good Luck Babe, Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone, Fortnite, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, Charlie XCX 360, The Beatles, Now and Then, Kendrick Lamar, not like us for record of the year.
Not like us, Kendrick Lamar.
Sure.
The correct answer is, in fact, Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was the record of the year. All right, moving on to album of the year. We have Chappelle Roan, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. Taylor Swift, The Tortured Poets Department. Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Beyonce, Cowboy Carter. Andre 3000, New Blue Sun. Sabrina Carpenter, Short and Sweet. Charlie XCX, Brat. And Jacob Collier, Jesse Volume 4.
Fuck, okay. I'll tell you right now.
Sabrina Carpenter or... Go ahead.
Billie Eilish did not win jack shit last night.
Okay.
Or whenever it was.
Taylor Swift, I feel like she always does well at this kind of stuff.
I don't think she got anything.
Dude, the Swifties are fucking nuts.
That's fine.
Go ahead, pick.
No, Beyonce got country music album of the year.
That's wild.
Yeah. I don't know.
You seem so convinced at the beginning, and now
you're...
You're
going to go Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah, sure.
The correct answer is Beyonce's Cowboy Carter wins Album of the Year and the Country Album of the Year. All right.
I'm not tuned in with the... All right, go ahead.
So now moving on to Best Rap Album. We have Eminem, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace. Future,
coup de grace,
suck my dick, James. Future and Metro Boomin, We Don't Trust You. Dochi, Alligator Bites Never Heal.
That's it.
J. Cole, Might Delete Later.
This is Dochi.
Okay.
Lock it in.
Dochi, Alligator Bites Never Heal is the correct answer for Best Rap Album.
Did you watch?
I saw highlights on...
How the fuck do you know all this?
Just highlights on Instagram.
So, yeah.
Who's Dochi?
Fuck if I know.
Yeah, no, I was about to say. I said the whole reason why I wanted to put this specific question on is because I wanted to have a discussion about Best Rap Album. And Dochi, I don't know who the fuck she is, but apparently she made a great album.
I'm going to have to give this a listen.
This is, I mean, all I'm saying is that rap and hip-hop has been pretty weak recently if this is who we're giving awards to. I mean, it's been pretty bad recently. I mean, quite honestly, all of these, I just haven't, I don't know.
I'll give her a listen.
Yeah, I watched that one get announced on Instagram this morning.
Dochi?
Yeah, it's all highlights of, like, people getting nominated.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense why you know the answer, but I was a little confused because I'm like, who is this and she's getting an award right now? Like, this is, it made me question... Like, the whole system of how artists win Grammys, because it's clearly not a fan-based...
It's a committee, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a committee of people that listen, like... It's notoriously rigged. It's, like, old heads all listening to the albums.
But people have known that for a while.
Yeah, it's not, like, consensus, you know?
Sure.
It's not like you go on Spotify and who has the most plays.
Yeah.
Because then it would probably be Kendrick. Winning, like, everything.
Well, and he kind of did. Yeah. I mean, he kind of did. He did also win Best Rap Song of the Year with, you guessed it, Not Like Us.
Yeah, it won 5.
Is it that good of a song?
It's really not.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
It's a banger.
It's... Don't get me wrong. Like, it's a good song. Year? I'm not going to say it's, like, not a good song, but it's... Is it, like, 5 Grammys good?
Fuck no.
I mean, come on. Like...
I'd give him 6 if I could.
What a meat rider.
Dude, I was about to say that is an all-time glaze comment, dude. Unbelievable.
Wow. You guys act like back-to-back didn't get 5. You guys wouldn't be upset.
Did it win 5 Grammys?
No, probably not.
Well, think it shouldn't win 5 Grammys.
I don't think it won one.
Good. It doesn't make any sense.
But I think people are shocked that, like, a diss track did this well.
I'm surprised, too, that a diss track did this well.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not like us.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Like, I wanted to watch it. I should have watched it.
The Grammys? Dude, I don't watch any of that.
Do for more of the performances.
Yeah, I could give a fuck about their outfits or their speeches. Like, I don't care. I do not care.
Doechii's outfit was weird.
Dude, all the girls dress in ridiculous outfits. It's a whole thing.
So Kendrick's doing the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what he's gonna perform.
Not like us. Back to back to back to back.
Kendrick Lamar featuring SZA. The cost of a 30-second commercial, can we give a guess?
Ooh, 30-second commercial? Oh, I mean, how many M's? It's probably, I'm going to say 2 million.
Yeah.
For a 30-second commercial.
Let's go 1.5. I think it is 2, though.
The answer is 7.5.
Holy fuck!
7.5 to 8 million.
Oh my God.
For 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
So a full minute?
Yes, you could probably cut a deal for a full minute. You could probably cut a deal for like 15 mil. 14 mil, maybe.
I wonder if that's the smallest commercial you could have as a 30-second commercial.
I think, probably.
You think they'd allow you to subdivide it by 15, split it with another company?
Nah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do love the commercials. I feel like the commercials, there's been some years where it's been a little bit of a miss, but then some years it's just like absolute bangers. But
I feel like last year
were the last bangers, dude. Were there bangers last year? I'll tell you what.
I'm optimistic for this year because we got Shane Gillis and Bud Light putting in work.
What's it going to be?
So you know that there's going to be an awesome Bud Light ad.
It's going to be Doritos. Bud Light.
Facts.
Pepsi. Coca-Cola.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
Some new car that's coming out. Some bullshit. Yeah,
it's going to be cars.
Cars.
Some more Doritos.
Dude, I always feel like the amount of commercials I see just watching like a football game is always like car insurance. I see an insane amount of ads for car insurance.
Yeah.
Phone service. Like
yeah.
Sprint, T-Mobile.
Verizon.
Like all
yeah.
that shit. That's, or, you know, the cheaper versions of them, Mint Mobile and all this shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all of my ads. Not just targeted ones. I'm just saying I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
Car insurance always seems to like, or you know, and they're, other branches of, and we offer home insurance, homeowners insurance.
State Farm, yeah.
Fuck off with that shit.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
You know,
I don't know.
YouTube recently, I've been getting ads, I feel like, every like 15 seconds.
Oh,
like
dude.
Mid-roll ads?
I'll tell you what, YouTube Premium is maybe like one of the most important subscriptions that this household
Weren't
has.
Aren't you complaining because they just raised the price?
Well, that's YouTube TV. YouTube TV is not a year-round subscription for me. It is strictly up until the Super Bowl, and then okay. that shit gets canceled the day after the Super Bowl.
How much is YouTube Premium?
I don't think it's that much. I want to say it's like less than $10. Maybe it's like $12 or something like that.
Okay. Ad-free?
But is it that much better for ad-free?
There is no ads.
That's what I'm saying. Is it worth...
I find that I watch more YouTube than probably anything else. So, just based on watch time alone, I think that it earns its weight in gold. I mean, because, yeah, YouTube ads are not fun either. I mean, dude, anytime... I mean, it's basically the reason why... I used to watch a lot of live streaming on Twitch, but Twitch has become unwatchable with how many ads are on Twitch right now.
I've been trying to watch a little bit more Twitch just to watch more rival stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Watch different streamers. And yeah, like I'll click on it, boom, we got a minute and 30 off rip. And if it's not off rip, I'm watching for 15 seconds, boom, minute long ad. And I'm like, and ad block doesn't seem to work on those websites. I don't know what Twitch has got going on with their ad blocking counters.
All I know is that if it wasn't being able to link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account and being able to subscribe to like one streamer. So if you have one guy that's like pumping out really good content, and he's like always live and you can watch him ad free and it's free, then sure, there's some value in that. But I mean, if you just like bounce around, it's unwatchable. It's unwatchable with how many ads. It's terrible. It's an awful experience.
They're brutal for sure.
I'm surprised a lot of people are still doing Twitch.
It's super popular.
I mean,
but a lot of Twitch streamers were leaving to go to YouTube and Facebook.
Well, they got paid to do it, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought they signed exclusive contracts that were like kick or
Well,
or they got banned off of Twitch and then they had to go to
Yeah.
another one.
So yeah, I mean, obviously that was like a big thing, like especially like when Ninja went to Mixer, and then and then Shroud went to Mixer. So then that was like kind of shocked the world to a degree.
I mean, it's like one of them going to like Vimeo instead of YouTube.
Yeah, but what? So yeah, I mean,
that's
that,
crazy.
That wave kind of started like streamers signing contracts with the platforms, and they had some insane contracts, right? But now, I think what you're seeing is there's less of those contracts and more multi-streaming is what's becoming popular. Yeah. So now they'll stream on all the platforms. They'll stream on Twitter.
Simultaneously?
Yeah.
So, you can do that?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
And so they'll stream on everything. They stream, so it's live, and they'll have YouTube, Twitch, X up, like, and that's what some of the big streamers are starting to do now, which makes a lot of sense.
I was under the impression that they still sign those kind of contracts, but they don't do like exclusive only, right? You know, like they'll stream there for one day a week or something like that, just to try and bring people over there. I thought that's what it was.
I think with I think XQC is a great example because he does stream sometimes on Twitch and on Kick.com. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really venture over to that Kick platform, so I wouldn't know anything about it.
Never been. I just sometimes I'll go on Twitch, and yeah, I mean, even if I click on someone and it says they're playing Rivals, half the time they're just sitting there. They're not actually playing.
Yeah,
they're not mid game of a part that I want to see. Coincidentally, can't really blame them for that. But it's like
it's so hard to watch a live stream though for me. It's like because yeah, a lot of it's just them just sitting. Nothing's edited or cut, so you're just watching them. Like,
but bro, some people love it, and it obviously has an audience.
Yeah, I mean, some streamers are better than others, but I mean, like, look, depends on the game, right? I mean, Marvel's Rivals, the queues pop pretty quick. I mean, so they're like, they're not always in a game, but they're in a game a lot of times. But yeah, I mean, just yeah, Twitch ads are just so bad right now.
Rob, you got a question? You got a sports question?
Sports question, eh?
Or
trivia?
Ooh, random thought. You know what sitcom I've been watching recently and having the most fun watching?
Is it something you've seen before?
Yes.
Is it new?
No.
Suits?
The League?
No, but that I should rewatch that. It's not Suits either, and I do love Suits.
This is so ridiculous.
They're creating a spinoff based in L.A.? Oh, okay. My God. I don't know if I'll end up watching it, but
I fucking love that one guy who's like, name your price. Money's no object. What are you, crazy? I'm not paying that. You know what I'm talking about.
Lewis Litt, yeah.
He's like, funniest looking guy ever.
Well, it's funny, too, because he's like, they portray him and they make him seem super Jewish. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I remember, like, some bit where he, like, wrote down two people wrote down their net worth, and then one of them was like, what the fuck, and then he's like, what are you doing with your money, like, because he just like hoards all the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like in Harry Potter when the bankers are Jews.
Have you seen Harry Potter?
The bankers are goblins. Anyways, go ahead. I'm not kidding. I wish I was kidding.
Let's do this one. I don't know if I've done this one yet. If you open a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Fusion.
Like Cheesecake Factory?
Is that fusion?
Done it. They got everything there.
Fusion?
Yeah, the only thing they're fusing is my ass to the toilet.
That's Taco Bell.
Honestly, I'm probably doing burgers.
Barbecue? I love to get into barbecue and then that have a barbecue restaurant. Be sick. Plus, they have weird hours and shit.
I was about to say, like...
But they charge $1 billion for shit.
Yeah.
I feel like the margin's solid on barbecue.
Two-item combo? Yeah, that'll be $37.99.
Oh, we charge about a pound around here.
Oh, you want to eat it, too? Yeah, it's about $40.
It'll be $6 for the plate.
Hot sauce? Sorry. $6. Blake, restaurant?
Yeah, burgers.
Okay. Boogies.
Boogies.
Fast drive through? Fast cash?
No, it'd be a fast casual type of restaurant, I think.
I mean, I would just love to have the stand if I opened a restaurant. The stand is a great model. beer, great milkshakes.
Yes.
Great sides, great burger. Dude, let's go to the fucking stand. I love that place.
Dude, could you imagine if you own a stand? Like, I would have all my friends be like, you just want to come eat at my restaurant? Like, it'd be like the best place to just like share a meal with somebody. Great place.
Wow.
Probably going Mexican food.
Mexican food?
Fast casual, seated, dining. Are we talking like more Javier's or more like...
No, not super fancy. Just more laid back, like... back with like a game down? On TV. Or...
You ever been to an Avila's El Ranchito?
I haven't. There's one at Foothill Ranch, though.
No, they're everywhere, though.
Dude, there's... if you go to the Lake Forest location, it's like they do the best Cadillac margaritas.
That's what I've heard.
The best Cadillac margaritas there. They do it where they'll like give you the shaker too, so they'll like fix your drink for you and then they pour it in the glass and then they leave you the little shaker. So it's like you basically get a drink and a half. I mean, and it's quite literally one of those cocktails where you only need one.
What is a Cadillac margarita?
Cadillac is all it is, just like a normal margarita, but then it's topped with Grand Marnier, which is a liqueur.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liqueur.
I do love me my Cadillacs. I'm a big Cadillac fan.
Grand Marnier.
Any good margarita will have three key ingredients, and that is
piss,
a Blanco, tequila, piss, and triple sec, and lime juice. Real lime juice, not fake lime juice mix. Blech.
Fresh lime.
Fresh lime juice. Top with some Grand Marnier, salted rim. Mmm.
Gotta do the Javier's margaritas. And a floater.
Put a white trash floater in it.
Mmm. I do. I used to make some Cadillac margs here when we first moved in. Not so much recently because I haven't been drinking them up.
You have a margarita machine?
No.
Oh. Well, they have like frosted machines or something? What would be your signature dish, Robbie, at your restaurant? Tacos de pito?
That's your special.
Tacos de culo.
And whenever you walk in, I got you. I don't know.
Dude, if your answer is not carnitas, I don't want it. Good Mexican carnitas are... Mm.
It would probably be al pastor if I had to do Mexican.
Ooh yeah, good al pastor is nice.
Would rip al pastor.
With like a fucking solid green sauce? Oh,
you have so to have juicy. A good salsa.
Yeah. Specialize in the green. Red's all right, but I'm definitely a green guy.
You say gringo? Red? You're a gringo?
Yeah.
I see.
Red is just going to be Tapatio.
Tacos Los Cholos? What do you guys think about that plane helicopter crash? You guys read anything about that?
The amount of conspiracies.
Yeah, already.
That thing is... All of them. The plane crashes. Like the one, I think, in Philly, they're saying it resembled a missile strike. Like from like the ground and like there's no debris from the airplane. It's just...
What is it with plane crashes?
They're comparing like missile strikes to that picture, like all the other pictures, and it looks exactly the same.
What? I don't even know much about the Philly one. What happened? Why did it go down?
Supposedly it was like, I think it was like a kid and like their parent or whatever like crashed.
Oh, is this a small plane? Like a Cessna?
Yeah, a small plane.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything could happen with that. Yeah,
no, that was probably happening.
But then they're like, oh, there's no debris and like the hole looks like... A missile strike. Even the videos of it coming down is like insane.
Some dudes crashed on flying into John Wayne over the freeway one time with a Cessna.
I remember.
Wasn't that long ago.
They
like
survived.
5 years.
They survived.
Yeah, they must have been coming in slow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just a bunch of airplane crashes like the every
sure
fucking
like
day
it's
the past
fucking,
few weeks.
I gotta see if I'm taking a Boeing to Germany or not.
When's the Germany trip?
March 5th.
Oh, damn. Nice. You're leaving exactly on my birthday?
Yep. Trying to get the fuck away.
Damn. I'm cold for that one.
I'll have a Cadillac Marg on the plane for you.
Hey, I love that energy.
I've got to figure out the Xbox situation. Got to be Marvel
Rivals.
Is
this like this is a real concern for you? Like, you're trying to clock
this
in.
It's 2.5 weeks.
So it is a long
there
time.
There is downtime. You can't be like full throttle 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you're hosting our party.
I did it for like 2 weeks, and it's... By the last few days, like, I'm just so tired.
Just
exhausted.
Huh? Plug into the hotel TVs.
Are you kidding me?
You gotta take your power converters
Dude,
and everything.
Are you gonna watch a soccer game?
We're definitely going to a game in Munich.
Ooh.
They happen to be having a home game. Oh. The days that we're there. Oh. So we're going to a home Munich game. And then we'll probably... I want to go see one in Italy, too, just to see.
That would be... That's yeah. sick. Hell that's, yeah.
That is one thing in Japan that I wish I did was go to a baseball game.
Yeah. Me, too. But you could just go to a Dodger game now.
Yeah, basically. Same thing.
Yeah. Anywhere in the city.
It was funny because I was watching baseball on the TV and Mia was getting all into the Japanese baseball game. It was so funny.
Why?
Just because she just like has no idea what's going on, but she has so much enthusiasm because she sees all of like the chants on the TV and just, you know, the fans are going crazy. They're going buck wild. That was the one thing, too, that I found so interesting was that there is literally no TVs in any of these restaurants. There is no sports bar. That doesn't exist.
Well, they do have some. They're very few. They're like American-style bars, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't come across a single place that had a TV inside.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't see all of Tokyo.
I mean, it felt like I did. It certainly felt like I did.
It's huge. It's like 30 million people. No, but they have certain bars that are like American style.
I see.
Where the people go and they watch like football games. Stuff like that.
Mm. Very, very interesting. But not excited for you and your football excursions in Germany and Italy. That'll be sick.
Never been to a soccer game.
Dude, it's going to be so much fun.
Got to buy a jersey.
Oh, yeah.
The arena's supposed to be super sick.
Love that.
I'm stoked.
Okay.
You gotta like pregame and shit with the locals. Like,
go to a local bar before.
Fuck
for
yeah,
sure. Yeah. Because they don't. At least I know, like in the UK, like soccer is so big, like it's everything.
So big, yeah.
And like I think I said it before on here, but like you don't like here, you'll have like a guy who's from SoCal who's like a Green Bay fan for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
But there, it's like where you're from, that is your team.
Yeah.
There's no fucking around with that.
Yeah.
Get your ass beat.
That is your team. And you don't leave. You can't. And there's a million fights after the game. Dudes are hammered, chirping, talking a lot of shit, and they all got to hop on the train and take it somewhere else, so they're all fighting. That's the UK, which... They're like the white trash of Europe, apparently.
Oh, really?
We think they're all posh and fancy, but like they're like the Americans of...
Are you going to London?
Europe. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll see if they have a game there.
Walk across the London Bridge. Go see.
It's falling down.
Go see Big Ben.
Yeah. Roethlisberger?
You said it's falling down.
Yeah, London Bridge falling down.
Go on the London Eye. Have a good time.
Ferris wheel thing?
Yeah.
I went on the one in Vegas. It goes high as fuck.
It's not the same thing.
The thing is huge.
Yeah. It's the same thing, but it's different.
Yeah, but you don't get to see the beautiful desert in 115 degrees over the Thames River. This is weird, but I do want to see... I know... Have you heard of the London Fire of 1666?
No.
The fire that burned down like two-thirds of the entire city.
Oh, shit.
But you can go to where it started, so I'm going to check that out.
Fan of arson or something?
It's interesting. They have a statue there.
Are you going to come back and show the U.S. how it's done? Or
no.
Jeez.
You think Palisades is bad? You haven't seen nothing.
Jeez. Now, did you guys... There was an L.A. fire chief, I think, who they found out was an arson. Did you guys ever hear about that?
I believe it.
He wrote a book about it. Or someone wrote a book about this guy who was a arson investigator.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, he was starting all the fires. Isn't that fucking nuts?
That's a great story. That should be a movie.
Probably is.
There's definitely TV episodes about similar stuff.
About like detectives being like murderers and stuff like that. Someone hiding in plain sight, you know?
Yeah. Like Dexter.
Exactly like Dexter. That totally believable show, Dexter.
It's a terrible show.
Yeah.
You guys didn't guess the, did I tell you the sitcom that I was watching? You guys just...
No. We went on a suits tirade.
How I Met Your Mother.
I've never seen it.
I'm going to go out on a limb. How I Met Your Mother is better than Friends. I said it.
That is bullshit.
I said it.
That is complete
bullshit. Let me enjoy
bullshit.
My freezing cold take, okay? James, watch an episode.
I love Friends. It's corny, but I like it.
I think How I Met Your Mother is... It's hilarious.
I've seen bits and pieces, but yeah. Never like a few episodes in a row.
Yeah.
Friends, though, just has the nostalgia factor of me being a little kid and watching Friends.
That is very true.
Yeah.
That's why I like Friends.
My mom did really love Friends.
My mom did, too. Friends.
I remember I walked in on Mia down... I was, like, sleeping when she... Like, she lived in this apartment in Newport Beach with some roommates, and her room was upstairs, and I took a nap, and I walked downstairs, and I see her on the couch, and she's, like, bawling her eyes out, and she's watching the Friends reunion, their 10-year reunion, and she's uh-huh. so emotional. I was like, oh, man, like, I didn't realize you liked the show this much.
It's a good show.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever cried in a movie or a show.
Oh, really? Not even during Click?
No. Didn't cry. It's emotional. But no.
Damn. Not an emotional guy.
Adam Shanley. No, I didn't cry in Click. DC plane crash, conspiracies. They're saying she like crashed it on purpose.
Who?
The pilot. The fuck was she doing up there? Apparently the air traffic control guy left early or something like that. It takes two seconds before a plane goes down before there's...
This is a helicopter one?
Conspiracies, yeah.
Uh-huh. There were three pilots on board.
Okay.
But then I've also... People are speculating that it was an unmanned Black Hawk that they're testing.
Whoa.
They're testing like...
That'd be cool.
Drone, like, remote
drone driven. Copters?
I don't see why not.
But then, like, there's also a video...
Amazon doesn't have that hard.
There's also people posting videos of, like, before that crash of helicopters flying along the river while planes are taking off.
That just seems like you're begging for this kind of shit to happen. Does that make sense?
But yeah.
What the fuck are you doing to having two airfields next to each other where one's have helicopters... And they're like, I don't know.
If we're talking about unmanned vehicles, you know, planes, it's working with humans, you know? With you know, there not that many plane crashes. Like,
if we have such a, statistically, no.
Like, just let the people do the planes. Like, I think with automobiles, there's room for improvement. Like, we could maybe use some more, you know?
I think we're at the point, though, where humans are like the redundancy factor. Of the automation. Does that make sense?
No.
The capabilities of the technology is greater than, like, the human.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's faster.
So, like, the humans are there. We allow them to think that they're, like, piloting the thing, but realistically, like, they could be phased out. It's just that they're there in case an emergency or something.
You know? Yeah. That makes sense.
That's kind of what I mean.
But people are just surprised that the helicopter didn't just maneuver away.
Yeah.
Because those things can maneuver pretty well. Better than what the big-ass airplane is.
Airplanes are not maneuverable.
No. So the helicopter...
Well, I would imagine that it's pretty difficult to move away from an object flying in your direction at a pretty fast rate. I don't know. The thing is,
how did you not see it before?
But like the Black Hawk, those things feel like they can move pretty quick. And like you see the fucking lights coming, like... Oh, I'm just gonna follow the light. No, fucking and move.
They were higher than what they were supposed to be.
Something
like,
weird. But the air traffic control was like, oh, stand by. Or like, move. And like, no one moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, well, what the fuck?
Suspicious.
But then like, people have been like tracking that helicopter's moving back to like, it left someone's house. Supposedly.
What?
That had like an air... It was...
Someone drove it home?
Just conspiracies.
Like you see like a UPS truck in a guy's driveway, you're like, oh.
No, I left some
or
house.
Like a sheriff's car. You ever see one in front of a house? Like yeah. They took it home? Took the chopper home? Sure, no, kids?
It was leaving a house that had a helicopter pad. And it was like a... Some priority transit.
Succession?
Some priority transit
what is
bullshit.
Dude, we need another HBO banger series.
Yeah.
Sopranos. I'm down for another Succession.
What do you say?
Is that Sopranos?
Game of Thrones. All right, let's wrap this up.
That's definitely an HBO After Dark.
Oh. Jesus.
Get a few Cadillac margaritas in you.
If you guys enjoy, this has been episode 91 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next week.
Peace.